Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. So in this video, I want to talk about a topic that's coming up a lot, which is podcasting. Podcasting is a great way for mortgage brokers, or any business owners in general, to be fair, to be able to platform themselves, especially if you're doing an interview podcast in your local area. And that's where today's question comes in, which is how/where to start a podcast in my local area. How do you start? Okay, so the first thing we want to look at is we want to look at target market. And the reason why we need to think about target market is, first of all, who are we trying to reach with our podcast? There are multiple different types of podcasts. You can have a lead generation podcast. So we can have a lead gen podcast. So we could have lead gen. Now, this lead gen show would be mostly focused on trying to bring awareness to what you do. So bring awareness to your service. So that is the awareness one. The second one you have would be a networking show. Okay, so it's a networking show. And the network show, which is the one I think we're going to be focusing on in this video, but the network show is effectively you being able to sit down and interview and speak to people who could potentially be referrers or introducers in the future, but allows you to network. So if you're spending a lot of time in BNI, or you're spending a lot of time in other things like 4N or local networking groups, which by the way can be really good, they can also be a massive time sink, especially because they require a lot of time, travel time, food costs, all of that stuff. And so if you're able to do that from the comfort of your own home, which you can with a podcast, then it is a huge win. So that is one of the reasons why we need to understand is how you're going to do it. Now, for mortgage brokers, oftentimes, as I've said before, they often try to focus always on lead gen. And the thing with lead gen is that actually network, if you grow your network, this will happen. Lead gen will happen on its own automatically. It's mind blowing the amount of people that get that confused. So don't get too caught up in trying to generate loads of leads with your content. Your content strategy should be focusing on multiple different avenues. So we're going to talk about how you actually set that podcast up within reason. Okay, so explain the type of stuff you need, because I get this question a lot. So what do you need? The first thing we need to look at is we need to look at recording software. So we need recording software. Now, the software to record for a podcast is there's a couple of options out there. So the first option that you want to look at is you can look at something like Zoom. So Zoom is absolutely fine. If you pay for Zoom, it used to be way better when it was free, because you could have unlimited like length of time if there was two people in there, which was fine. But now it's 45 minutes. So there is a cap at 45 minutes. Most of your podcasts are not going to be 45 minutes long. They're going to be longer than that by the time you've got someone in, spoke to them and put them out. So Zoom is one of them. The other one that I actually recommend a lot with is, and you'll see it, I'll bring it up on screen. So the other one I recommend, like I said, was StreamYard. So I actually use StreamYard to stream a lot of my podcasts out there. And this is a live streaming platform. It allows you to live stream to multiple different platforms, but it also allows you to record only as well and brand it up. So you can change all of the fonts. You can change the backgrounds. You can add logos. You can do loads of cool things with this. And you can have up to 10 guests. Now, I don't think you need 10 guests. Chances are you're only going to have one guest. Anywhere more than that is going to be pretty difficult, but StreamYard is very good. And bear in mind, if you're using this to try and position yourself as an expert in your business, you're trying to position yourself as somebody that people want to get to know, then having that good experience for them is really valuable. So StreamYard is an absolute like brilliant one for me. Now, I do have, by the way, I'll link to all of the things in the show notes for this so that you can see where they are, or the majority of them anyway, like StreamYard and stuff. So, but StreamYard is what I would say to record it. Now, do you need video? Yes and no. If you want to use video, you can use video to then do things like Opus Pro, which is an AI podcast editing tool, which effectively takes your podcast and then clips it up and edits it for you. So if you are looking to try and create these clips and you want to try and use them for marketing, video is needed for this. But if you're just getting started and you just want to do audio, still, you can still do audio, but bring them on StreamYard. That's still absolutely fine. But there are lots of options out there when it comes to video content and podcasting to maximize this. AI, this stuff is amazing. You literally just have to upload the link to the video and then it just cuts up all your videos for you. It's pretty crazy. It's not the best type of software, don't get me wrong. It's not amazing. There's better things out there if you can do it manually on your own. But if you're not going to do it manually, for the podcast sake, it's a great bit of kit. So to record that podcast and edit it and like repurpose it, you're going to want that StreamYard. So we look on that one. We're literally looking at StreamYard. And we'd also look at Opus. And those would be the two. That would be, in my opinion, the two major combinations that I would be looking at. Now, that leaves us on to the next bit to talk about, which is what is the equipment do we need? So what equipment is needed in order for you to record this podcast? So the first thing that people think, especially if they look at my show, like you've got this multiple camera angles, you've got lights, we've got whiteboard sharing, we've got screen sharing, we've got everything. You don't need all of this, okay? You don't need all fancy bells and whistles. Realistically, if all you need is a microphone, I'll actually bring it up. So equipment-wise, all you need is a mic, because you want to make sure you have good quality audio. If you have bad quality audio, it's unforgivable. It really is. But cameras can we get away with, but audio, not so much. Especially when it's a podcast, people can listen to it. So make sure that your audio quality is good. Also remember, if this is a networking podcast, which is what we're going for, the whole idea is to try and make sure that you sound good to the person you're speaking to. So that you want good microphones for that. So we need a microphone. I'll give you some examples of which ones you can get as well. And then you want a decent computer, so a laptop. Do not try and record this on your phone. It is never going to be a good idea. You'll have your laptop as a mortgage broker, as a business owner, as an insurance advisor. Your laptop's going to be more than good enough. My laptop is mega overkill. I have a MacBook Pro. I think it's an M1 chip Max or Ultra. It's like the largest one. It was like $7,000. It is, or $6,500, something like that. It is not needed. It is overkill. You don't need that at all, okay? So don't go down the rabbit hole. Don't go too deep with this. What you have is fine. But you really need a microphone and a laptop. And then you do need a camera if you are... you need a camera if you are going to do video podcasting. Now, your camera on your desktop probably isn't going to be good enough, okay? You don't need to have crazy expensive cameras like what I have here, which is I have a dual set of mirrorless cameras and then also a webcam up at the top. You don't need all of that. You just need one camera. Let's have a look now, and I'll explain tell you the ones that I personally would recommend, so we can have a look on here, but I'll tell you the ones I myself would recommend for recording. So when it comes to microphones, the microphone I recommend for everybody is the The microphone is the Elgato Wave 3. Okay, the Elgato Wave 3 is the microphone you can see on screen here. Currently, when I'm talking about this now, it is listed, the listing price is £100, normally around £160. This is on Amazon, by the way. They do it in black and white, so depending on what you want to do. You'll see these, a lot of my clients will have them. You'll be able to notice my clients because they're the ones that have them. Also, though, you'll see this, anyone who knows Chris Target, Social for Brokers, this is what Chris has because Chris comes to me for tech recommendations, and this is what he had for the podcast. He was like, what should I have? So this is a great kit and perfect for beginning podcasting and good enough. The reason is because it has what they call the Wavelink software, and the Wavelink software, effectively, if you can see if you look at my studio, and anyone who's watching, if you're watching right now, you'll be able to see that I have this hardware which allows me to mix sounds for my podcast. And that is the Wavelink software. The Wavelink software does all of that for you without you having to worry about it. So that is why this is the microphone I recommend everybody go for. Now, when it comes to webcams, the webcam I would recommend you go for, you don't need to get a mirrorless camera like what I have. They're going to run you $1,000 easily if by the time you've got all the stuff you need for it. $1,500 depending on what you need. So you don't need them. I've actually got three of them in here, but I only use two. The Logitech Brio is more than enough. Now, this is about currently £193. They fluctuate in price massively. So they can go from £120 up to £200. This is pretty high, to be fair, at the moment. But I'd normally say that, there you go, they're out of stock, that's why. But if you're going to be able to find these pretty good, the Logitech Brio is a great webcam. It's actually the webcam that is used on my studio cam. So the one that does the background camera now, that is the Logitech Brio webcam. And again, I recommend this one to all my clients. So this is perfectly fine for a podcast. You don't need to have anything else. So if you look at that as you're setting up a podcast, you can get it a lot cheaper than £193. I would look for a cheaper place than that. You probably get it for £120. you'll be able to get that microphone for about 130 and this for 120. So about £300, you're going to get a decent podcast setup, which is more than good enough for what you need. So the only thing we have to look at now is we have to look at hosting, okay? So hosting your podcast, how do you actually host it? Hosting your podcast, when it comes to podcasts, you need to put that show somewhere, upload it somewhere so it can go to Apple, Spotify, and other places. So when it comes to hosting, the best place to go, you're going to need to have two things. You're going to need to have an audio host, and then you're going to also need to have your video host, which will most likely, if you're doing video, which will be YouTube as well, okay? So you'll have an audio host, and you'll have YouTube. So for your audio host, where is the best place to go? So the first option you can look at is Spotify for podcasters. This used to be known as Anchor, and this is free, completely free. You can upload your podcast here. You can then link it to Apple, Spotify, Google, everywhere. Spotify for podcasters is by far the easiest way to get started, especially if you are just getting out there at the moment. So you can do that straight away. You can manage it from an app on your phone if you want to as well. Super simple. Now, if you want to pay for it, if you want to have a paid hosting software, then my recommendation would be Buzzsprout. Now, Buzzsprout, the difference in the paid versus the free, honestly, so I use both. I have two podcasts at the moment, or three. It's three coming up soon, so that'll just stay tuned for that. But I actually use both, and the reason I use both is just because I just like to see which one is which, so I can know which ones to use for my clients. But for business purposes, the reason why Buzzsprout is very good is that you have way more. You can run ads on it, your own personal ads about your business. You can do a lot more things with it. There's a lot more features that are more business savvy with it. So it really comes down to what you want to do. Now, you can swap and switch between the two at any time, so don't worry. Pick which one works for you. So I would say, if I'm normally doing this, if I was a podcast, I would normally be starting with Spotify for podcasters because it's free. See if you like it. And then as you do that, then over time, if you start realizing it's something you really want to continue doing, might be worth switching over and putting it onto something like Buzzsprout or Libsyn, or a paid one. Buzzsprout is the one I'd recommend. That's the hosting. So in summary, it's quite simple, really. This is how you would set up a podcast, is that you want to make sure you have a microphone. You want to make sure you have you want to make sure you've got a laptop. You want to make sure, let's actually bring it on here. Go again. You want to make sure you've got a microphone. You want to make sure you've got a laptop. You want to make sure that you're recording it in a good recording software. So StreamYard, in my opinion. If you want to market that and clip it up into reels, use Opus. Decide if you're going to do a networking show where you're going to interview people, or a lead gen show where you're going to talk about mortgages and talk about your business itself as a solo show. And then decide where you're going to host it. So you're going to host it on Spotify podcasters or Buzzsprout, and just upload to YouTube as a normal YouTube video. That will be fine for that. So to answer everyone's question there, it's quite a deep look into podcasting there for brokers and business owners as to how you could do that. But for brokers here, that is how you would set up a podcast, the basics you need to know in order to get started with podcasting as a mortgage broker. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend. And do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.